Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week is part two of our series on companionship. Our core scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9, which says, "Two people are better than one because together they have a good reward for their hard work." So last week we talked about what exactly is companionship, and according to Genesis 2:18, it is a helper who is right for you. This week we want to take a little bit more deeper in terms of looking on three reasons why having a companion is important. So when we talk about a companion, we're talking about somebody who is compatible to us in terms of share the same values, working towards the same thing, and somebody that can help us to achieve those goals. So they have skill sets in terms of that can help and work together to build something. Because as Solomon was saying in the scripture, is that both persons have a good reward for their hard work. So it's more than just friendships, more than just romantic relationships. It can be on the job as well, business partners. So it spans many, many, many different areas. So we want to look and know in terms of the reasons why. Like, if you think about it, why is it that you need friends, partners, a romantic relationship? Why is it that we need people in general around us? And according to Solomon in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10, the first reason is that it prevents loneliness. Think about the situation for a minute. You are sick. Like recently, I even know the world is dealing with COVID. So imagine catching COVID and you live alone by yourself. And say you have the symptoms, severe of symptoms, not detrimental, but you have terrible symptoms resulting from COVID. So you're feeling the pain, the weakness, the fatigue, can't move, bedridden for a few days. If everything that you do is painful, you're in pain, but the problem is not recovering, you know, because you're recovering. You have access to the stuff, but you're by yourself. And you'd need a little extra help even to get you a glass of water, to take your medication if you have meds and stuff. But you don't have anybody around you at that point in time. So picture that. Or in the hospital for some strange reason, or something happened and you can't necessarily find your way to seek support. But if you had somebody to actually take you from point A to point B, sit with you, make sure that you're all right, gather the information, and just assist you through that process. And that's the importance of having a companion, a friend. That level, and that's just one situation. If you're working on a project and you're stuck and you just need somebody to bounce some ideas off of, you're stuck. Like, you're literally just not sure what exactly to do to resolve the matter. And if you had that one person that you could call upon, they would probably help you find some clarity in terms of what steps or routes you need to take, help you clarify a decision. You can't make that level of decision by yourself. And worse, even though animals are good companions, in that level of companionship, when you need some counsel or some guidance, a dog cannot guide you in outside of what they can do to lead you somewhere physically. But as opposed to giving you counsel on a financial decision or a relationship decision, or even choosing the best career option, schools, or even to find a solution on a problem on a project at work, you need a physical person to actually help you through that process. So that's the importance of having friends around. It prevents loneliness. As Solomon says in verse 10 of the same scripture that we quoted earlier, it says that if one falls, the other can help his friend get up. But how tragic it is for one who is alone when he falls. There's no one to help him get up. So that's the importance of having somebody around. It prevents loneliness, but it also provides support. Support in terms of when you're doing your work, and also outside of work, like literally the support in terms of doing general stuff. It could be as basic as helping you cook food and wash clothes, but it also goes as far as having a partner there with you as you go through difficult times, or even grow and help you balance off. Somebody to just even to just spend time with outside of work. Like, these are some of the major reasons why it's important to have a companion, a friend. When we're talking about companion, we're talking about a friend, romantic partner, co-worker, business person that you partner with to build something, somebody else other than you. So that's what we're talking about. The second reason, it's you find help with your work. So Solomon mentioned it in terms of if you fall, the other one can help his friend get up. But there's also another situation where Moses faced in Numbers 11 verse 14. If you read Numbers 11, you realize that Moses was under a lot of pressure and he was doing a lot of work by himself as the leader. So now this is more of a leadership perspective, or just a general perspective where you have a lot of tasks doing and it becomes overwhelming doing everything by yourself and you need some extra support. And this is Moses' words: I can't take care of all of these people by myself. This is too much work for me. So he was talking to God at the time, explaining to God the burden that he was facing, the challenges that he was facing, trying to run a country by himself. So he was the prime minister of Israel. Or if you don't live in a country with a prime minister, you may have a president. So he was the leader of the nation. So imagine a prime minister or a president without any cabinet ministers. So that's the situation Moses was facing at the time. And he was doing everything. He was a minister of agriculture, security. He was dealing with investment and commerce. He was also dealing with health and wellness. He was the minister of justice. He was the environment, water, housing, local government, everything Moses was dealing with, all those portfolios. So if you think about it from a company perspective, he was the CEO, marketing person, sales person. He was the customer service rep, accountant. He was the line person working on the front line. So he was doing all departments you can think of in a job. Moses was doing everything by himself. So that was a pressure. And he had deadlines to meet, and he couldn't meet those deadlines based on the fact that he was the one doing it all himself. So imagine having an order to fill of 1,000 boxes of chocolate, and each box contains 50 chocolate. And you are the only person making the final chocolate, packaging the chocolate in the wrapper, packing those finished chocolate bars in a box, stacking up the box to where it's supposed to be, taping the box and putting the box on the pallet in the particular order. And after you finish with those particular boxes, you are the one now loading the van, printing the invoice with the information, delivering the product to the person, unpacking the product to where you're dropping it off in terms of the sales, packing it on the shelf in the supermarket, pricing it, doing more orders, collecting payment, processing the payment, paying all them. You get the picture. That it's a lot of work to do by yourself. So that's the importance of having help. So you alone can't do all the work that you have around your house. You need somebody to support you. And that's the process of now you start to shed some of the responsibility to other persons around you. If you have a family, that means get your partner and your children involved. Or if both persons are busy, that's now you're thinking about hiring help. That, and if you have the resources, can do that. If you're a business owner, now you have to think about now hiring staff to do some of the other tasks that you need to shed to focus more upon the strategic level of things to ensure that you can get an idea of freeing yourself so you can get the support that you need. And these are the reasons why it's important for you to have others around you. The last reason is that having people around you build your character. According to Solomon in Proverbs 27 verse 17, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens the wits of another. So, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier in terms of getting guidance and support. So if you have a question, a person can keep you on your toes in terms of giving you things to think about when it comes on to your business or your work or your project, giving you a new perspective, providing guidance in terms of walking you through the steps, in terms of coaching, and even just being there. And I mean, if you're sick, a person can help to sharpen you as a person in terms of giving you new ideas for you to think about, giving you new information, insight, wisdom nuggets, so you can apply to solve general problems that you're facing either on the job, in your relationship with your spouse, with the children, all of that. So that's what it really boils down to, wisdom nuggets. So we are getting information that can help you grow. And those are the reasons why you need people around. You can't live in isolation. You cannot live by yourself. You cannot lock your way away from people. And yes, you can complain all you want that people hurt you, they have disappointed you, and the moment you put your faith in others, they shun you or they hurt you, they turn their back on you, disappoint you, and that's understandable. But the idea is, and it's the principle still remains, that it is better to be, you cannot live by yourself. That's the general principle, is that two people are better than one. That's the whole idea that we're talking about. And go back to the fundamental principle that we shared. First point that Solomon says that if one falls, the other can help his friend get up. So here's something to think about as we close this week's episode. If you need help, who can you call for help? And that's something to think about as you go through your week this week. Like, if you really need help or support, who is that person that you can call on? Or where is it that you look for support? The answer might be interesting. Until we meet again next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.